In the name of our Lord, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名讲话。
First of all, I would like to wish everyone a happy new year.
首先祝大家新年快乐。
I wish everyone good health.
希望大家有健康的身体。
And may God's grace be with you always.
希望神的恩典永远同我们同在。
As today's service is the first service of the Lunar New Year,
因为今天的聚会是农历新年之后第一个的聚会。
I have chosen the topic New Year's Resolutions for our mutual encouragement.
我选择了一个题目，新年立志，作为我们互相勉励。
In Western society, it is very common for people to make New Year's resolutions.
在西方的国家，很多人都会很经常性去在一个新年里面立新的志向。
These resolutions are made in the New Year.
这些志向是在一年的开始里面立的。
Because a New Year is the start of a new beginning.
因为一年的开始是一切的重新开始。
And these resolutions are personal.
这些立志都是自己私人的。
People will try to think of something that will improve their own life.
人都会想着一些方法能够改善他们的生活。
Or something they need to do or to stop doing.
或者有些事情他们需要开始做或者是戒除。
The most common examples are
有些很经常性的例子包括
To lose weight,
去减肥,
to exercise more,
去做多些运动,
to give up smoking and to save money,
去戒烟或者是储钱。
As it is the beginning of the new year,
因为现在是一年的开始,
I would like to suggest some other New Year's resolutions for us to think about.
我希望来到建议一些新的志向，我们可以来到想下。
And these resolutions are based on words that were written by Apostle Paul in the book of Philippians.
这些立志其实是保罗在腓立比书里面所写的。
Paul was in prison when he wrote his letter to the believers in Philippi.
当保罗写信给腓立比教会的信徒的时候，他其实是坐监的。
He wanted to encourage the believers to endure persecution.
他希望来鼓励这些信徒要忍受试探，忍受逼迫。
And he also wanted them to rejoice in all situations.
他希望他们能够在任何情况之下都能够喜乐。
And this was a very personal letter from Paul.
这个是保罗自己一个非常私人的信件。
As Paul wrote about his own faith and his relationship with Jesus Christ.
因为保罗在信里面写到他自己的信心和他和主耶稣之间的关系。
The resolutions I would like to discuss are recorded in Philippians chapter 3.
这些立志其实我想讲的是记载在腓立比书第三章。
Let us turn to the book of Philippians chapter 3.
我们请看腓立比书第三章。
Verses 13 to 14.
第13到第14节。
Philippians chapter 3 verses 13 to 14.
腓立比书第三章13到第14节。 第13节，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了。 我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前。14节，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上头召我来得的奖赏。
The first resolution is in verse 13.
第一个的立志是记载在第13节。
Paul said, forgetting what lies behind and pressing forward to what lies ahead.
保罗说要忘记背后而努力面前所要做的事。
So the first resolution I would like to suggest is
所以第一个我希望建议的立志是
to forget our past
去忘记我们的过去。
To me this means to forget our past sins and past achievements.
对于我来说，这句话就好像忘记我们过去的罪过或者我们过去的成就。
Paul had good reason to forget the past.
保罗他有好的原因去忘记他的背后。
Do you remember who Paul was before he believed in Jesus?
我们记不记得保罗在未信主之前是一个怎样的人呢？
He was the persecutor of Christians.
他是基督徒的一个逼迫者。
In the book of Acts,
在使徒行传里面,
it records how he looked after the coats of the people who stoned Stephen.
他这里记载到保罗怎样为这些用石头打死尸体反的人看守他们的衣服。
Paul even admitted that he was the worst of all sinners.
保罗也承认到他是众罪人里面的罪魁。
And turn to 1 Timothy.
我们正在提摩太前书。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 15 to 16.
提摩太前书第一章第15到第16节。 提摩太前书第一章第15到第16节。第15节。 基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中我是个罪魁，然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人作榜样。
Paul reminds himself of the grace he has received from God.
保罗去提醒自己他从神所得到的恩典。
And he was very grateful for it, even though he was a sinner.
他非常的感恩，因为他是一个罪人。
And like Paul, we are all sinners saved by the grace and mercy of God.
就好像保罗一样，我们同样都是一个罪人，而被神的恩典来到救活。
And Paul is telling us that, like him, we can repent of our sins and forget about them.
保罗都告诉我们知道，我们可以好像他一样来到悔改我们过去的罪过，然后忘记他们。
And start moving forward to what lies ahead.
而开始来到努力面前。
Many people dwell on their past failures or their past sins.
很多人都还是生活在他们过去的罪恶或者是错误里面。
And because of this, they are not able to live productively for God.
就是因为这样，他们不能够很积极地为神来到生活。
So we cannot allow ourselves to become obsessed about our failures.
我们不能够容许我们自己被我们的错误所缠绕着。
We are all human.
我们都是人类。
We make mistakes and we may sin.
我们每一个人都犯错，而我们都有机会犯罪。
We are not perfect and God knows that.
我们都不是完全的，但神也都知道。
But because our hope is in God and we know that He loves us,
但我知道我们的盼望在神那里，也都知道祂是爱我们的。
And that He will forgive us,
也都知道祂会原谅我们。
We can let go of our past failures.
我们能够让我们的过去错误来到离开。
And we should move forward and grow in the knowledge of God.
我们能够继续向前行，也都能够在神的知识上面生长。
By concentrating on our relationship with God now and not in the past.
而我们应该集中我们现在跟神之间的关系，而不是过去。
Let us turn to Philippians chapter 3.
我们请看腓立比书第三章。
Verses 4 to 8.
第四到第八节。腓立比书第三章第四到第八节。第四节，其实我也可以靠肉体，若是别人想他可以靠肉体，我更可以靠着了。第五节。我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。就律法说我是法利赛人，就以心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可自杀的。第七节，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
Here Paul mentions his achievements before he believed in Jesus.
呢度保罗记载到佢喺信主之前嘅成就。
And he uses his own example to show that he had reason to put his confidence in the flesh.
佢讲到佢自己一个好嘅例子，因为佢能够靠住佢肉体嚟到跨城。
He was a Hebrew of Hebrews.
他是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
A Roman citizen.
他都是罗马的公民。
And a Pharisee.
他也是法利赛人。
He observed the Jewish law.
他遵守犹太人的律例。
He was well educated.
他也接受很好的教育。
However, he came to realize that these achievements could not enable him to gain Christ.
但他能够明白到这些的成就都不能够令他得到基督。
So if even Paul's heritage and achievements did not meet God's standard,
雖然保羅他有這些成就或者是擁有這一切，但都不能夠得到，都不能夠去到神的準則那裡。
Then no one else should put their trust in themselves.
所以沒有一個人能夠靠他自己，能夠信靠他自己。
Paul was forgetting his achievements because they were no longer of any value to him.
保罗来到忘记他的成就，因为这些成就对他来说已经没有意义了。
And he counted his confidence in his achievements as loss.
他计算这些成就对他来说是一些损失。
Because this confidence could only prevent him from accepting Jesus.
因为这些自信只能够阻碍他来接受主耶稣。
So, He gained Jesus by forgetting his achievements.
所以他能够得到主耶稣的原因是因为他能够忘记这些成就。
Paul's relationship with God was more important than anything else.
保罗佢对神嘅关系，其实佢认为系比任何一切嘢更加重要。
And his conversion to faith in Christ was not based on what he had done.
佢对主耶稣嘅信心呢个改变，唔系建基于佢所做过嘅事情。
But it was based on God's grace.
而系建基于神嘅恩典。
So Paul was able to forget about his past achievements.
所以保罗能够忘记佢过去嘅成就。
So likewise, we should have the same attitude as Paul.
所以同样嘅，我哋今日都需要有同样好似保罗咁样嘅心智。
Past achievements can also mean the work we have already done for God.
过去嘅成就可能系代表住我哋以前为神所做过嘅工作。
Some people may feel that they have been working for God for a long time.
有啲人认为佢已经为神工作咗好耐啦。
And now they need a rest.
而家佢哋需要休息一阵。
Some people may have brought others to believe in God.
有啲人已经带领其他人嚟信主。
And they feel that they have done enough work for him.
而他们觉得我们已经为神做了足够的工作了。
So past achievements can make us feel satisfied with what we have done.
过去的成就能够令到我们满足于我们的以前所做过的事。
So we do not feel that we need to do more work for God.
所以我们觉得我们不需要再为神做什么了。
But if we think in this way, we need to be careful.
如果我们有这样的想法的话，我们就要小心一点。
Because there is a chance that we may backslide.
因为这个就是我们会退步的机会。
And may allow sin to enter our lives.
也能够容许罪恶来进入我们的生活。
We know that we must not let the devil gain a foothold on us.
因为我们知道我们不能够留地步给魔鬼。
The past can make us thankful for the joys we have had.
过去能够令我们产生感恩的心，因为我们得到喜乐。
The past can also teach us from the failures we have made.
过去亦都能够因为一啲嘅错误嚟俾我哋一啲嘅教训。
However, whatever has happened in the past, it is history.
但系无论过去所发生嘅系乜嘢，呢一个都系历史啦。
And cannot be changed.
而且唔能够再被转变。
So it makes sense that we should follow Paul's example to forget what is behind us.
所以呢一个系好理智嘅，我哋要学习保罗去忘记过去嘅事情。
Anything that prevents us from pursuing spiritual growth in Christ must be forgotten.
有任何嘅事情能够阻我哋喺属灵上面嘅长进，我哋都需要忘记佢。
The second resolution,
第二个嘅立志
for us to think about is,
系我哋要去谂嘅系
to focus on our priorities.
就要我哋做事要有优，系去集中喺我哋优先嘅事情上面。
We can turn to Philippians chapter 3. And read verse 14 again.
我睇翻嚟腓立比书第三章，再睇一次第十四节。
Verse 14. So Paul's priority in his life was to press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
保罗佢嘅喺生命入边优先要做嘅就系要向住标杆直跑，要得到基督耶稣喺上面召佢所得嘅奖赏。
So Paul's number one priority was the kingdom of heaven.
所以喺保罗佢人生入边最重要嘅事情就系天国。
And he was aiming towards that goal.
佢向住呢一个嘅目标嚟到前进。
There is a story about a professor who was teaching a group of students.
有个故事讲到有一个教授要教一班嘅学生。
And he placed a large glass container on the table.
佢摆咗一个好大嘅玻璃樽喺台面上面。
Then he took out some large stones.
佢攞咗一啲大嘅石头出嚟。
And placed them inside the container.
然之后将呢大嘅石头摆喺呢一个樽入边。
The container was filled until no more large stones could would fit inside it.
这个樽装满了大的石头，甚至乎没有大的石头可以再放进去了。
And he asked his students if the container was full.
之后他问这些学生，这个樽是不是满了呢？
Everyone in the class said yes.
每一个人在这一班上面都说是的。
Then the professor picked up some small stones.
然后这个教授拿一些小的石头出来。
And placed them into the container.
将这些小的石头放进去这个樽里面。
Then he shook the container.
然后他摇下这个樽。
And the small stones rolled into the open areas between the big stones.
然后这些小的石头就跌入去这些大石头中间的空隙里面。
Again, he asked his students if the container was full.
之后他再问这些学生，这个樽是不是满了？
Again, they said yes.
之后他们再说是的。
Then the professor picked up some sand.
之后这个教授拿起一些沙。
And poured it inside the container.
然后扔进去这个樽里面。
And the sand filled all the spaces between the big and small stones.
然之后呢啲沙就装满咗喺呢一啲大石头、小石头中间嘅空隙入边。
And then the professor said to them.
然之后呢个教授话俾佢哋知。
Imagine this container represents your life.
幻想下呢个樽就代表我哋嘅生命。
The big stones are the important things.
大嘅石头就好似重要嘅事情一样。
For example.
例如。
Your health.
我哋嘅健康。
Your faith.
我哋嘅信心。
And your family.
同埋我哋嘅家庭。
The things that if everything else was lost and only these things remained, your life would still be full.
呢啲事情就係當其他世界上面所有嘅事情都唔見咗啦，淨係得翻呢啲事情，我哋嘅生命仲係滿足嘅。
The small stones are the other things in life that are important but on a smaller scale.
細啲嘅石頭就係我哋生命入邊都係重要嘅事情，但係唔係太過重要。
For example, your career or your education.
就好似我哋嘅學業或者係我哋嘅事業一樣。
The sand is everything else in your life.
而呢啲沙就係其他所有其他嘅事情喺我哋生活入邊。
But they are the very small things.
但佢哋只係一啲好少嘅事。
So if you put the sand into the container first, then there is no room for the big stones.
如果你將啲沙首先擺去呢個樽入邊，就唔會有位俾呢大石頭擺入去啦。
This is the same as your life.
呢個就好似我哋生活一樣。
If you spend all your time and energy on the small things,
如果你將你所有嘅時間同埋精力喺呢啲小嘅事情上面。
You will never have room for the things that are most important.
你就唔會永遠唔會有位俾呢重要嘅事情擺入去。
So this story teaches us that we need to take care of the big stones first.
这个故事教会我们要来照顾这些大的石头先。
Take care of the things that really matter in our life.
要照顾一些对我们生命真的有影响的事情先。
So this means that we need to set our priorities.
这个意思就是说我们要排好我们的次序。
Jesus gave us some guidance in setting our priorities.
耶稣给过我们一些指引教我们怎样去排次序。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
我们剩下马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Verse 33.
第三十三节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
马太福音第六章第三十三节。六章第三十三节。三十三节。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Jesus tells us to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
耶稣教训我们去先求他的国和他的义。
And not to worry about anything else in our life because God knows what we need.
然后不要去忧虑我们生活上面其他的事情，因为神知道我们需要什么。
To make the kingdom of God our main concern means to put God first in our life.
去将神的国作为我们最主要思考的地方，意思就是说将神摆我们生活的第一位。
And this means that we need to draw closer to God through worship.
这个意思就是说我们需要透过来到敬拜神，更加接近神。
And we should spend time with God through prayer.
我们应该花时间在祷告上面。
And we should also seek God's guidance by reading the Bible.
我们应该追求神的指引，透过看圣经来追求。
So we need to pay attention to the things that are critical in our life.
所以我们需要来到集中注意力在一些对我们生活有影响的事情上面。
Especially to our spiritual life and our faith in God.
尤其是对我们属灵的生命和对我们对神的信心。
We need to set our priorities and make time for spiritual cultivation.
我们应该排好我们生活的次序，然后拿一些时间来做灵修的工作。
Let us turn to the book of Hebrews.
我请带希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书第十二章。
Verses 1 to 3.
一至三节。
Hebrews Chapter 12, verses 1 to 3.
希伯来书十二章一到三节，第一节，第一节，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，全心忍耐，不那摆在我们前头的路程。第二节，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱， 忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。第三节，那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
The author of Hebrews describes our journey of faith like running a race.
希伯来书的作者来到描写到我们信心的旅程好像一场赛跑一样。
He tells us that we need to lay aside every weight.
他教训我们要摆下我们一切的重担。
And the sin which so easily entangle us.
或者其他的罪，因为他们很容易缠累我们。
He also tells us to run with endurance.
他都教训我们在奔走的时候需要忍耐。
So what weights can get in the way of our race?
有乜嘢嘅重担能够喺我哋呢一个比赛上面会缠累我哋咧
？The weights refer to anything that slows us down.
呢啲嘅重担就系指住所有任何嘅事情能够会令到我哋跑慢啲
，or can distract us in our journey of faith.
或者会令到我哋喺呢个信心嘅旅程上面分心嘅事情。
Sometimes we may be busy with our careers, education, or worldly pleasures.
有时候我哋会为咗我哋嘅工作嘅学业或者系世上嘅娱乐，令到我哋好忙碌。
That we do not have time or energy to think about our faith.
令到我哋冇时间或者系精力去谂下我哋嘅信心。
So we must reset our priorities.
我哋一定要重新嚟到整理我哋嘅次序。
So that these weights do not make us lose sight of Jesus in our life.
令到呢啲嘅重担唔会令到我哋忽略咗主耶稣喺我哋生活入边。
In verse 2,
喺第二节入边
，the author reminds us to keep our eyes focused on Jesus.
呢个作者提醒我哋要将我哋嘅眼目集中喺主耶稣身上。
And in verse 3,
喺第三节
，the author uses the word consider.
作者用咗个字眼就系、思想。
He is telling us to think about Jesus.
他叫我们去想想主耶稣。
To remember what Jesus did for us.
去想想主耶稣为我们做过的事情。
So that we can stay strong in this journey and not give up.
令到我们在这个旅途中能够保持坚强而不去放弃。
When someone helps you and does something good for you.
当有人帮助你或者为你做了一些好的事情。
It will often inspire you to do the same.
往往会来到感动我们去做同样的事情。
So this verse tells us that if we consider what Jesus did for us,
所以这一节经节告诉我们，如果我们思考到主耶稣为我们做的事，
How he suffered and was persecuted because of our sins,
他因为我们的罪而来到受苦和受到逼迫，
It will serve as an encouragement to remain focused and faithful on our journey.
他对我们就好像一个鼓励一样，令到我们能够专心和有忠心行走我们这条旅途。
So, we should follow Paul's example and press on towards the goal to win the prize.
我们应该跟从保罗这个例子来到努力去得到我们所要得的奖赏。
We should make God and His kingdom our top priority in life.
我们要将神和他的国作为我们人生的最高次序。
This spiritual journey is long and difficult.
属灵的旅途是困难和长的。
However, if we focus on Jesus,
但如果我们集中在主耶稣身上,
we will find the power to endure and the faith to continue.
我们会得到力量去忍耐和持续的心去继续行走。
And we will be rewarded with the prize of eternal life in heaven.
我们会得到从天国来的奖赏。我们会得到这个天国来永生的奖赏。
The third resolution I would like to suggest.
第三个立志我希望建议的是
is to work in the present.
是现在来到工作。
Let us read again Philippians chapter 3 verse 13.
我们再看多次腓立比书第三章第十三节。
Philippians,chapter 3 verse 13.
腓立比书第三章第十三节。第十三节，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
In the middle of this verse, Paul said, one thing I do.
在这一节的中间，保罗他说到有一件事我做。
In the English Bible,
在英文的圣经里面
The words I do is in the present tense.
这句话我做是现在式。
Notice that Paul did not say one thing I will do.
保罗冇讲到话有一件事我将会做。
He also did not say one thing I am going to do someday.
亦都冇讲到一件事我可能有一日会做。
So Paul is living and working in the present.
所以保罗佢系而家生活，亦都系而家工作。
Many people today try to live in the future.
好多人而家都希望活喺将来嘅幻想入边。
And they like to use the word someday.
而我哋好中意用一句说话就话有一日。
Paul is the best example of living each day like it was his last.
保罗是一个好的例子，他就是将每一日当是他最后的一日。
Whenever Paul was in prison,
每当保罗在监狱里面，
he did not sit there thinking about all the things he would do when he got out.
他不会坐在那里想想将来他放监之后会做的事。
Instead, inside the prison, he would write letters to churches.
相反的，在监狱里面，他写信给教会。
He prayed and sang hymns of worship to God.
他祷告亦都唱诗来到敬拜神。
And he made use of every opportunity to preach the gospel.
他都运用了每一个机会去传福音。
Even his jailer accepted the gospel of salvation.
就算他的监牧长亦都接受到得救的福音。
So Paul used every day to the fullest.
所以保罗很充分地利用他每一日。
So we should have this same attitude.
我们都需要有同样的心智。
When we accepted Jesus as our Savior,
当我们接受主耶稣成为我们救主的时候，
Jesus did not promise us an easy life.
主耶稣并没有答应我们一个很容易的生活。
Jesus wants us to work hard for him every day.
主耶稣希望我们每一天都为他努力工作。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 9.
我们请看马太福音第九章。
Matthew chapter 9, verses 37 to 38.
马太福音第九章第37到38节。
Matthew chapter 9, verses 37 to 38.
马太福音第九章第37到38节。第37节，于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
So Jesus told his disciples that the harvest is plenty.
主耶稣告诉他的门徒知要收的庄稼很多。
But the workers are few.
但是工人却是很少。
There is a lot of work to be done.
有很多的工作需要去给人做。
And there is always need for more workers to carry out God's work.
有这个经常需要更加多的工人为神工作。
There is no unemployment in the church.
在教会里面并没有失业这件事。
God has work enough for everyone.
神有足够的工作给每一个人。
The question is, do we want to do it?
个问题只是我们愿不愿意去做。
Let's just turn to Ecclesiastes.
我们请看传道书。
The book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书。
Chapter 9, verse 10.
第九章十节。
Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verse 10.
传道书第九章第十节。传道书第九章第十节。凡你手所当做的事，要尽力去做。因为在你所必去的阴间没有工作，没有谋算，没有知识，也没有知识。
It tells us here that we should do whatever our hands find to do.
要讲到我们手所应该做的，我们都要去做。
While we are still alive.
当我们还活着的时候。
We must work diligently while we can, as we will not be able to after we die.
我们应该很努力去工作，因为当我们死之后，我们不能够做什么。
This means that we should work for God today.
意思就是我们今天就应该为神工作了。
As no one knows what will happen tomorrow.
因为没有人知道明天会发生什么事。
Sometimes we may lose interest about working for God.
有时候为神工作，我们往往会失去兴趣。
Because we do not see any results.
因为我们见不到有什么的果效。
Or maybe we have done a lot of work.
又或许我们已经做了很多的工作。
In the church.
在教会里面。
And it seems that other people are not doing any work at all.
跟我们看到其他人好像没有做过什么工作。
But we should not think in this way.
但我们不是应该这样来想。
We should be grateful that we have been given holy work to do, whatever it is.
我们应该因为得到圣工去做，而无论是什么圣工都好，我们应该感恩才对。
We should all find something to do for God.
我们应该一起找些事为神来做。
As Paul tells us that our labor for God will not be in vain.
因为保罗告诉我们知，我们为神所做的工作是不会徒然的。
Turn to 1 Corinthians.
我们请看哥林多前书。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书第十五章。
Verse 58.
第五十八节。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58.
哥林多前书第十五章第五十八节。
Verse 58. It says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord."
第五十八节，所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Let us also turn to the book of Revelations.
请大家一齐再睇启示录。
Revelations chapter 14.
启示录第十四章。
Verse 13.
第十三节。启示录第十四章第十三节，十四章十三节，我听见从天上有声音说：你要写下，从今以后，在主里面而死的人有福了。圣灵说：是的，他们释了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们。
So when we leave this world,
当我哋离开呢个世界
，we cannot take money, fame, or possessions with us.
我哋唔能够带住金钱、名誉或者系财物。
But Christians can take the fruit of the work which they have done in the world.
但基督徒却可以带住佢哋喺世上面做工嘅果效。
God will remember what we have done for Him.
神会纪念我哋为佢所做嘅事。
And He will reward us according to everything we have done.
神会就因住我哋为佢所做嘅事嚟到奖励我哋。
So it is important that we carry out God's work now.
所以好重要嘅，我哋而家要嚟到为神工作。
To work in the present.
是现在来做
and not someday in the future.
不是将来某一天。
So, as we begin a new year,
一年的新开始,
we may decide to make some New Year's resolutions.
或许我们都会想着有新的志向要立。
So, in addition to the usual resolutions like losing weight or exercising more,
除了一些我们经常会立的志向，好像说减肥啊，做多些运动之外,
let us forget our past.
我哋一齐嚟到忘记背后。
The past cannot be changed.
过去唔能够再被作改变。
So we should forget our sins and our failures.
我哋要忘记我哋嘅过犯或者罪过。
We should repent of them and learn from them.
我哋要嚟到悔改佢哋，亦都从佢哋学习。
We should also let go of our past achievements.
我亦都应该令到我哋过去嘅成就过去。
Let us also focus on our priorities.
令我哋都重新集中我哋优先要做嘅事。
We should place God at the top of our list of priorities.
我哋要将神摆喺我哋优先嘅呢一个行列入边嘅最第一位。
We should seek first His kingdom.
我哋要首先嚟到寻找佢嘅国。
And make the will of God a priority in our life.
将神嘅旨意作为我哋生活嘅最高次序。
And finally, let us work in the present.
最后我哋一齐而家嚟到工作。
We should not live in the past.
我们不可以活在过去。
We should also not live in the future.
我们都不能够活在将来。
We should do what we can today and not put it off until tomorrow.
我们应该今天来到做今天应该做，而不是等到明天要明天先做。
And if we can all do this,
如果我们能够都这样做的话，
then this new year will be a spiritually fruitful and prosperous year for us.
咁一个新嘅一年就系一个属灵好充实同埋好富足嘅一年。
So my sermon this evening ends here.
我今晚嘅讲道到呢一度。
May all glory be given to our Lord Jesus.
愿一切嘅荣耀归俾主耶稣基督。
Let's sing hymn 310.
我唱赞美诗三百一十首。